Okay, so we had a question about Gladstone's policy of coercion during the First Ministry. So that's all tied up with his policy in Ireland. Gladstone hopes that by passing these acts to deal with the problems as he perceives them, so the Church Disestablishment Act of 1869 and then the Land Act of 1870, he hopes he's going to take away the need for this policy of coercion. And by coercion, we mean more or less the same kind of things that we saw under Pitt when he was dealing with the radical threat. So we get things like the suspension of habeas corpus, the empowerment of local magistrates to deal with problems. It becomes clear that that's not, those acts by themselves aren't going to deal with the problem. And so we get the Peace Preservation Act in April 1870 and the West Meath Act in 1871, which are designed to empower and strengthen the power of local magistrates to deal with any problems, any disorder locally. So you get this kind of twin policy of what, on the one hand, dealing with the problems through passing legislation and trying to take away the cause of the problems, but at the same time, the policy of coercion is designed to deal in the short term with the people who are still kicking off. Now, that tactic, that twin tactic, kind of comes back again in the Second Ministry. The difference now is you've got W.E. Forster, who believes very much that coercion is the solution. He's going to break the land war through coercion. And so in February 1881, Parliament passes Forster's Coercion Act, or the Crimes Act, which again increases the power of government to deal with troublemakers as they perceive them. We get similar acts then later on. The Coercion Act, or the Prevention of Crimes Act, is set up or is established following the Phoenix Park murders in 1882. So you've got a few specific examples, but coercion is used unwillingly initially by Gladstone, but then as part of this kind of twin policy of dealing with Ireland's problems. So we fix the problems, get rid of the cause for people to protest and commit acts of violence, but at the same time, you give local government and local magistrates the power to deal with those people that still are. Okay, hope that helps.